Yo, what up, what up, what up? This is Abyss Killer on Fuck Outta Here Podcast, motherfuckers. What's going on today? It's some funny shit, actually, on Complex News. The Joe Button and Nadeska and DJ Academics. Yo, that shit was a good show today. I guess it was filmed on like the weekend or whatever at the BET Awards show. Yo, that shit had me cracking up. Yo. First of all, what had me laughing the first time? Well, I remember the one part where Academics, it was at the end, because I just go off what I remember right away. So, he was like, God damn, these women are beautiful, like they bad, like they good, like, yo, that shit, the way he said it, was so hilarious. You gotta go check that shit out. Go check that shit out. I'm telling you, you will fucking die laughing. And what else? Oh, yeah, Joe Buttons and Amigos, I guess, they got tight. Yo, I'm sorry, but them dudes dress weird as shit. They dress crazy, yo. They dress like they're Bon Jovi or some shit. Like they're like rock stars. Like, I don't know, maybe they're trying to portray that. If they are, I guess it's working, because God damn, they dress weird as shit. Like, holy shit. No, that's no shot. I'm just saying, they just dress weird. That's all I'm going to say. Leave it at that. There was something else funny that happened on there. Oh, man, whenever I get on the mic, you know what? I always tend to forget shit. I always tend to forget what's funny that's happened. But, yeah, yo, that was a good show on Everyday Struggle. Complex News, you can find it on the YouTube and shit. With Joe Buttons, Nadeska, and DJ Academics. I think it was a funny-ass show today. Cool-ass show. A lot of people on there, a lot of beautiful women. Like, you could tell DJ Academics never seen beautiful women in real life, which is crazy, because nigga, get out the house and maybe you'll see beautiful women on the regular. Like, oh my God, like, women are like amazing to me, and you could go check them out on my YouTube channel. Abyss Kill is my YouTube channel. I got girl fight videos, other videos on there as well. Go check that out. Even my music, and even like a couple beats I made. But I have more, but sometimes it just takes a minute to download that shit and make a video. I'm trying to wait till I get updated equipment. You know what I'm saying? Or I get like, you know, newer equipment so I can like record better videos. So support, man. What y'all waiting on, man? Y'all bugging. Y'all gonna be late, and then when I'm lit, then you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I used to fuck with you when you first, like, I don't wanna hear that shit. Fuck with me now. Comment, rate, subscribe, nigga. Help me out. Help a nigga out. Help me get to a level that I need to get where I can have y'all niggas calling in and all that shit, and we could talk, and you could tell me what you think. You know what I'm saying? But there was a couple of funny things on there that happened, man. Go check that shit out. A lot of bad bitches on there. No disrespect. Like, when I say that, that's no disrespect to women. Like, women are like one of my favorite things. Like, I love guns. I love women. I love cars. And I love life. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody on the show. Shout out to Everyday Struggle. Shout out to Complex News. Shout out to Joe Buttons, Nadeska, and DJ Academics. Keep doing y'all thing. Dope ass show. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all definitely having it lit on there and shit. But y'all listening, go check that shit out, yo. Go check that shit out if you haven't. And if you haven't, go check that out. And if you have, go share that shit. Go share that shit and let people know. You know, help keep shit going, keep the good shit going. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that other shit with, I want to talk about that other shit with Angry Fan and Battle Truth. Yo, Battle Truth. Niggas from New York talk like that. They talk crazy. Not that they really mean what they saying. I mean, they mean it in a sense, but it's just like, you can't be sensitive, like, talking to niggas from New York, like, if, or to any, like, even in Cali, nigga, even in Cali, niggas talk crazy like that. But that's just how niggas talk. Like, you ain't gonna be able to take that. Niggas like talking shit. I like when niggas talk shit like that, because it makes it fun. When you go hang out with your friends, niggas is just all fucking ragging on each other and shit like that. Niggas is laughing. They can't catch feelings, man. This is just words. You let words bother you? Are you, like, you can't let words bother you. No, I'm talking to everybody with that. Not just Battle Truth. Like, don't let words bother you. Like, bother you. My bad. Don't let words bother you. If you do, man, that's weak. That's like a sign of weakness. No matter who you are, words are just words. You can always change what a person is saying by doing shit, by achieving shit, by succeeding in life, sometimes failing, because, you know, you gotta fail in order to succeed. So, all that other bullshit, fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Just do you. Fuck what people say. And talking about that shit, I do want to talk about the shit with, like, with YouTube. Like, motherfuckers be like, oh, I don't read back. I don't give a fuck about bad comments, nigga. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if you talk shit to me. I talk shit right back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, the internet's always been like that from day one. Even before YouTube, the internet's been. Motherfuckers talk shit because they're far away. That's like calling up motherfucker on the phone. You got the wrong number. Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is... Man, fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. Like, I don't know you. Who the fuck is you? Where you live at? Alabama? Oh, fuck you even more. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? Nigga, you far away, and then you talking shit? Like, that's crazy. Like, the shit I'm saying is... Don't take none of that shit to heart, bro. None of that shit to heart, Battle Truth. It's just niggas talking shit. Talk shit back. They think it's a battle. I mean, that's how they treat the show. Like, when you go in there to talk your shit, it's like you spitting your bars. Like, that's all it is. And, nigga, they didn't have you on the show as a guest. It didn't say guest of fucking parents by fucking Battle Truth. Nigga, you just on there to talk what you think is right. Your opinion. It's an opinion-based show, just like Battle Rap. Even if Angry Fan says something that he thinks is fact, really, I mean, when it pertains to Battle Rap, it probably ain't fucking fact, just because nothing's judged when it comes to this shit. So, knock it off, man. Knock it off, all right? Let's get it together. Let's relax. Everybody put their feelings in their pockets. And, man, let's move forward. Like, how the hell is the bloggers beefing? Like, I know I'm not big at this shit. I just like doing this shit. I think this shit is fun and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just like therapy. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, go watch that Everyday Struggle and fucking Battle Truth, knock it off. And nigga, you be doing too much. You doing too many blogs. Like, you doing too many. You doing too many. Like, I be subscribed to your shit, and your shit just be popping up, popping up, popping up. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Like, slow down. Slow down a little bit. You giving up too much, or make longer blogs. Make, like, hour longs or something. So, and then niggas could listen to your shit for a longer amount of time. And, what else? Let me see. There, yo. All I know is, like, too many people out there catch feelings. And we can't let words, you know what I'm saying, really, like you can't let words affect you. Like, I mean, they can if you let them. Like, we shouldn't be worrying about fucking a word that somebody says and wasting time and energy on that shit. There was this one thing this person told me one time, or I heard it from the internet or somewhere. I know I heard it somewhere, but you know what I'm saying? My memory's not that great, but whatever. They said something like when you're angry, it takes a lot of energy. Like, you could be so angry, it takes a lot of energy, you're thrashing, throwing shit around. Then afterwards, you're like, fuck, you mad, you tired, you angry, you fight, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're tired. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of energy, it drains you. When you're happy, it takes no energy. It takes no energy to be happy. But it's one of the hardest things to do. Why? I don't know. Like, do we like to be mad? Do people like to be mad? Do people just look for shit to think? Like, I know there's people who do shit wrong, and then when they get called out on their shit, that they're doing shit wrong, they act dumbfounded, or they act like they don't know. Like, oh, I didn't, like, come on, people. Stop playing dumb, people. Stop playing dumb. People like to just do shit however they want and then play dumb when they get called out on their shit, which is not cool. Come on, like, let's get the fuck out of that shit. And there's another thing I just started watching too, was it's called Let's Go, a new vintage story. It's a new web series. I think it goes up all the way to episode 12, part one of episode 12 right now. So it's on season one, and you can find it on YouTube as Let's Go for Life. That's LETSGO 4, the number 4, and life. And yo, this shit's pretty good. This shit's good. Like, I'll be rocking with it. I don't want to give nothing away. Go watch that shit. No spoil alerts around here. I just want you to go watch that shit. Support, like, share, all that, comment. Let them know what you like about the show. Let them know what you don't like about the show. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to understand, sometimes people just like to hate when they write shit. They just like to get the other person to just comment so they can think. And then some people just like to be miserable. So just let people be miserable. That's their job. But whatever, go watch that shit. Let's Go, that's what it's called. Now, Let's Go for Life on YouTube. Go watch that shit. And the other ones you could go watch is Respect Life, Fire. That's that shit right there, nigga. Out of here. That shit is fire, nigga. Respect Life, Fire. Alright, don't get me wrong, Let's Go is fire too. That's fire too. It's new. I want to see the season go on, or like next season. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the other web series, I got like to see like one or two seasons already. Respect Life, they doing their thing. Money and Violence, I don't know what the fuck is going on with y'all, but y'all niggas is being greedy and chasing the money too much. Knock it off. Fuck out of here with that shit. Y'all niggas is fucking up a good show. Y'all niggas is fucking up a good show because of money. And this nigga, stop being greedy, nigga. Motherfucking Rafe, stop being greedy. Stop being fucking greedy. You know you being greedy. Knock it off. Feed the peoples. Feed your peoples, nigga. Stop playing around. Like, what is wrong with y'all niggas when y'all, in the first Friday, Cube, like, man, knock it off, man. Why in the first movie niggas never get paid? Why? Is that like a fucking, like a thing you have to do when you become a fucking movie maker or director or fucking writer or something? You have to make your first movie and not pay niggas or some shit? What the fuck is going on? Just pay the motherfuckers. Or tell the niggas, look, let me make the next movie and I got y'all. Like something. Like, because not paying niggas, that's corny. You putting niggas in the movie, doesn't matter. If them niggas got a small part, if that movie goes somewhere and thing, pay the motherfuckers accordingly and what they're worth. Don't pay niggas, like, don't pay niggas crazy. Like, because then you don't lose out on money. Don't pay niggas a little bit. Don't give niggas $100 and then be like, thing, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And, yo, get it together, y'all. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? Get it the fuck together. Because something's got to give. You know what I'm saying? Something. Yeah, so pay niggas, man. Pay niggas. Money and violence is going down the Badooki Drano. And, yo, another thing I want to talk about is mayhem. Mayhem. Yo, what you know about mayhem? Yo, that shit is fire. My niggas from Jersey. I don't really know them, but, yo, on that show, they my niggas. Them niggas is fire. Them niggas got that shit on lock. That shit is lit. Keep it going. Yo, man, when a new episode coming out? I'm waiting. Nigga, when the new season? When something? Nigga, I need something. Mayhem, fire. Fire. Fire, nigga. That shit is fire. Yo, all right. And the other one. Not first 40. I always get that confused with that shit. My bad. 848, Money and Murder. Money and Murder. Money and Murder. That's my shit. Now go. Yo, 848. Yo, that shit is fire. Go watch that shit, man. That shit is fire. That shit is fire, nigga. Yo, a lot of web series out there is dope. Yo, if I watch this shit, I shout it out. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to 848. Shout out to Mayhem. Shout out Respect Life. Shout out to Let's Go. Shout out to Money and Violence. Shout out to all y'all. And anybody I didn't mention, I eventually will another podcast. But check me out on my shit. Check me out on my shit, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Check me out on this podcast. Fuck out of here, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, and what else did I motherfucking see? Oh, yeah, that motherfucking shit. Queens Flip. I think he's related to Eric B, which is dope. That's dope. That's cool, yeah. I think that's his, like, uncle or some shit. I don't know what it is, cousin or something, but he's something. Supposedly he's related to Eric B. From Eric B. and Rakim. Fire, that's dope. That's cool as shit. I didn't watch that yet, but that's on Flip the Script podcast. Queens Flip on YouTube. Go check that out. And check out G Money's page too. I think it's G Money on. Like, subscribe to his shit, too, because that's Flip the Script. I think on his shit, you get behind the scenes, so that's dope, too. Go check it out. Show's fire. Queens Flip, funny-ass motherfucker. But the show is dope, and that's what's up. Shout out to them. Go check that shit out. Hilarious. Go to the first episodes all the way to the motherfucking thing. Go check it out on iTunes. His shit's on iTunes too. His shit's on SoundCloud. Go check that shit out. Yo, you won't be disappointed. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. And if you asking somebody, I'm telling you, motherfucker. Go watch that show. Go watch everything I tell you. You won't be disappointed. And yo, Joey Badass and he spit a dope freestyle over Future's Mask Off. Like, that was dope. That was a dope freestyle. I don't know if he really was a freestyle. I don't know if he really wrote that shit or it was really a freestyle. If he was really a freestyle, that was dope. You know what I'm saying? Freestyling is not easy to do. So, like, I respect when it's really a freestyle, not just when niggas are saying, oh, it's freestyle because it's... No, nigga, that's not freestyle. Let's get the definition correct. Freestyle's when you make it up in your head and then you spit it. Like, that's freestyle. Like, freestyle is not when you just spit it over another beat, nigga. That's just you spitting your written shit over a different beat. All right? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Freestyle. Man, shut the fuck. Shut up. Man, you hear that shit? Freestyle is when you make that shit up, nigga. Shut up. Fuck out of here. That dumb shit. Oh, and then something else I gotta go check out. That Rain vs. Hitman holla on Twitter. It Gets Ugly by Angry Fans Radio. Well, not Angry Fans Radio, but shout out to Angry Fans Radio. But it's Angry Fan 007, which is still Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to him. You know, go subscribe to motherfucking Twitter to Angry Fan. You can find it by putting caps in there. CAPS. You can find them on there, or just put it in Angry Fan, and you'll find them on Twitter. Follow him. Dope. He always got dope content, funny content, cool ass blogger. Yeah, and check him out on YouTube too. You could, and this shit be on iTunes too. So check that shit out on iTunes at Angry Fan Radio. Check him out. You know, check out his blogs at Angry Fan 007. You know what I'm saying? Check him out on there. That's fire too. But you know, that you and Battle Truth, like, I understand where like they're coming from, where both sides are coming from. I'm not taking either side of anybody, like, but I'm just calling it how I see it. You don't like it? Oh well, tell me then. Tell me you don't like it, so and then I'll know, and I'll probably still talk about it, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, knock it off, man. Battle Truth, them niggas is not thing hating on you. Nobody's fucking, come on, man. All the shit you saying, you sound crazy. You sound real crazy right now, nigga. You sound like you lost a couple of bolts, or like you got smacked with a banoodle or something. Like, what the fuck is a banoodle? I don't know, but whatever it is, nigga, you got smacked with it, nigga, and you need to wake up. You in a dream or something, nigga. You just walked in the Twilight Zone, because that's just how niggas talk. Oh, this nigga goofy. Oh, this nigga thing. That's just like saying, nigga, you crazy. Like, what you saying is outlandish. That's like saying that. Stop catching offense to words, people. Damn, it's just words. Shit, you could throw the same words back, or different shit, whatever. Words don't cut, they don't fucking burn, they don't make you bleed. Words don't do shit, unless a nigga writes some words on a paper and hits you with a paper cut. I mean, I don't see how, unless fucking words fall off a fucking business sign, and like, I guess there is ways words or letters can hurt you, but I guess they gotta be big fucking objects that are like signs or some shit. But other than that, like, come on, people. That when people say shit, you can't let it hurt you. Like, you can't let it affect you. It's just words. So I hope one day everybody can understand that. And I'm not saying words don't affect me. They do, but you can't let them. And I'm teaching myself that, and I want to teach everybody else that. Fuck what people say. Fuck what people say. But also, you don't take all. Oh, people say all this good stuff about me, because there's also people who will just say good stuff just to get on your good side. So be careful. Either way, it's a fucking thing. I respect people give me their honest opinion. Give me your honest opinion on anything I talk about, or something you want me to talk about, or my music, or my blogs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think and what you want me to talk about. All right? What else is on YouTube? Oh, yeah. Like, yo, recaps? Like, I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to buy the pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got bills and shit. So, I didn't get to buy it, though. I'm going to probably try to. Maybe this payday. So, I'm probably try and get that, depending on what. Nigga got kids and nigga got bills. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to do the responsible shit first. But, like I said, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to URL. I bet it was a dope event. I don't know from what people are saying, but I don't really like watching the reviews if I ain't watch it. Because I used to, and then when I watched the fucking battle, that shit, like, I don't know. It just, like, it takes away from it. So I would suggest to certain people, don't watch the reviews until you actually watch the battle. If you watch the motherfucking reviews, you're going to not feel as affected to the battle or feel that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to take sauce off of the battle. Pause. You know what I'm saying? They're going to take the feeling off a little bit because you already know certain shit that's going to happen. And if you go watch a fight or a movie and somebody tells you, like, that's basically spoiler alert. Like, I think, personally, this is no hate, this is no shade, but I think, personally, they need to stop doing that. Like, even Smack needs to tell them, like, yo, look, don't put that shit out until after a while. Let people get the pay-per-view, let people buy it, let people be like, damn, what's going on? Nobody's talking about. That will bring that, like, yo, oh, shit, I'm gonna buy the pay-per-view. See, now that y'all talking about it, like, I want to buy the pay-per-view, but, like, it's good, though, because I like, if I get the opportunity to buy it before they put it out, which is this coming up Wednesday, I definitely want to buy it. But I'm still not going to review it until it's out on the internet. Like, just because the simple fact is that I don't want to take nothing away. I don't want to be a spoiler alert. I think that's kind of like a spoiler for people. Like, I don't think people should talk about it until it's on YouTube or put them blogs out after, like, give it like a week and put it out. You know what I'm saying? Then it'll give it some feel. It'll give you some time to think about it, to really collect what you want to say. I think saying stuff right away, there's a lot of stuff that could be said that isn't. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that could be said, but that isn't, because you're going off the fly, which is cool, like I do. I just be going on and just talking. You know what I'm saying? Whatever pops up. I'm just using different strategies to try to learn to get better. You know what I'm saying? And talking about learning to get better, there's another battle on Shrug Life. They getting better every time. I didn't get to watch this battle yet either, but I'm going to eventually when I get extra time. D-Flames versus C-Money, hosted by John the Don. Bullpen Battle League on Shrug Life Network. Go watch that on YouTube. They always got dope ass battles on there. I still gotta go check that out. So don't tell me. Ask me if I seen it first. Don't tell me. Be like, yo, you heard? Yo, I think this one. Don't tell me. Wait till. Be like, yo, Killer, you seen that? You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, nah, I didn't get to see that yet. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm trying to do a lot. I'm doing all this shit on my own. Eventually, I want to grow and, you know, have a team that I do this shit with. So, we can put out more content and shit like that. And, you know, get difference of opinion that y'all can hear. I want to get y'all opinion. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to comment, rate, and subscribe. What y'all waiting on? Like, what y'all waiting for? Y'all going to the party mad late? Y'all gonna miss out? Y'all gonna be like, damn, what? And then, you know, then it might be private. You know what I'm saying? It might be a private party. I'm just fucking with y'all. But, you know, comment, rate, subscribe, y'all. Comment, rate, subscribe. Stop playing. Do that. Go to iTunes and comment and tell me what you think. Rate the show. I know I'm just starting out and shit, but I need y'all support so I can go to different levels and, you know what I'm saying, have better and more content, even have guests on the show and all that. I need y'all to help lift me up the totem pole, man. I need y'all to help lift me up these levels of this pyramid so we can get to where we're going. And as with that, I can help y'all. So, I say that to say this. I can't wait to see that motherfucking Floyd Mayweather fight with Conor McGregor. My opinion on it, I think Mayweather's gonna win. I got a quick podcast talking about that. Go check that shit out. Let me know what you think. But what else is popping on the motherfucking internet? What's popping on the internet? Oh, yeah, there is another web series. I haven't really checked it out yet. But my friend of mine told me about it. My boy Melvin told me about it. And he said it's Give Me the Loot. I think that was the one he said. Was Give Me the Loot. And I'm going to check that out, see what that's about. I'll let y'all know more about it. But if anything, y'all hear about it now, go check that out. Give Me the Loot. It's called, and I guess the channel's called Ray Loot. Ray, R-A-Y, and then Loot, L-O-O-T. Go check that shit out. They got pretty good views on there and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? I think that's dope. That niggas do web series on fucking things like you can make your own TV show, your own fucking movie. That's fire. That's fine. I got a lot of movie ideas I wish I could bring to life. I mean, I am going to bring to life eventually, because anything you think you want to do, do it. Don't wait for somebody to help you do something. Do it on your own, and then eventually when that person sees your work and they want to help you, you'll know a lot more. So, and you know, all you people, all you rappers, all you fucking movie stars of this generation actually inspired me to just fucking be like, you know what, just go out there and do it. Just go out there and fucking do it. Stop bullshitting. Cause that's what motherfuckers, you know, the worst motherfuckers that hold us back is ourselves. We hold ourselves back, and then we try to blame it on people when it's really ourselves. You gotta get up and do shit. And if something don't go right, then you got to figure out how to make it right. Because waiting around for shit to fall on your lap don't work. It does not work. Do you hear me? I know there's people out there listening that's like, nah, I'm going to get my opportunity. No, nigga. Go make your opportunity. You two ladies, go make your opportunity. Stop waiting. Stop relying on people. Get your own shit and get up and get something. That's some old school bars for y'all. What else is popping off on this motherfucking... Yo, and you know what I want to give a shout out to Dutch the Hooligan, yo. Dutch the Hooligan. Yo, he be doing that airsoft shit. That nigga is nice. I would hate to see that motherfucker with a real gun. Oh my God, that motherfucker is nice than a motherfucker with the airsoft. Holy shit. Like, nigga, what type of airsoft gun you got? That nigga's like, yo, he's like, he's playing real life Call of Duty. Dutch the Hooligan. Yo, nigga, use fire with that shit. And his videos are dope. Go check him out. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass videos on YouTube. Dutch the Hooligan. Got mad views. Videos are cool as hell. It's like he's playing real life Call of Duty. And nobody's dying. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's really dying. Like, you get to play real life Call of Duty in the motherfucking, in the woods or in the, you know, that shit is fine. They need to just go to, like, they go to terrain where it's all set up. I would actually, like, I don't know. I got to get more deeper into his channel. Pause. I got to get, like, I gotta just look in more to his channel to see what else, you know, got. But the videos that be popping up that he's been putting on lately, I just been watching those. But I'm gonna probably go back when I got time and go and check that shit out. But yo, I would like Dutch the Hooligan to do, like, in, like, real life, like, get, like, a old abandoned city and go do that shit, like, or, like, you know, an old fucking abandoned skyscraper or something like that. That'd be fire. Oh, shit. Or, like, some, like, an old spot, like, old spots, like, an old crazy house. You know what I'm saying? It's just cleaned up. Yo, that shit'll be fire, son. Like a mansion. That one dude on, yo, I wish I remember his name, but this one dude goes around and he searches like mansions and shit. And they be leaving like all the furniture and all the shit in it and shit. Y'all go check that shit out. I don't even know who he is, but just look up like I guess fucking adventurer and mansions and abandoned mansions. You'll definitely find him. I think he's the only dude on YouTube doing it. And I think he's from like Europe or something. I'm not sure, but I think so. What else is a poppin'? Oh yeah, and that King of the Dot battles out. It was they put it out 11 hours ago. With Shotty P versus Swave Sever on King of the Dot Blackout 7. Go check that shit out. Stop bullshitting. King of the Dot is fire. I just don't like a lot of their fucking rappers. I think they need to just stop fucking putting their friends on or something, or dudes that it's not even their friends. These niggas ain't even friends. Like, these niggas are not. I can't say that. Like, just stop finding these motherfuckers, like, off the street corners. Nah, they ain't even find them on the street corners. Damn, where the fuck do they find these motherfuckers? Like, stop finding these motherfuckers in the arcades. You think? Yeah. Stop finding these niggas in the arcades and the boys and girls clubs and shit. Stop finding them and like fucking what's that shit where they be having the laptops and the fucking, you know, in the internet cafe. Stop finding these motherfuckers there. Stop finding these motherfuckers in the soccer field. Like, nah, they probably don't even, maybe, I don't know. Does Uno? Nah, I don't know. Uno Lavo's probably play soccer. Who knows? But whatever, though. That's, just stop finding these niggas in the places y'all find them. Stop having motherfuckers come, like, these niggas ain't really rappers. These niggas ain't really MCs. Like, at least be a fucking MC. Like, you can't call yourself an MC if you don't know how to do different forms of rap. Like, different fucking, we should be going off of what Wu-Tang developed. We should be going off of what the Wu developed, bruh. That's what we should be going off. What the Wu developed with the 36 motherfucking chambers. There should be 36 chambers of hip-hop, nigga. In all different forms. And I wish somebody would do it. Maybe I will one day. Put in the time and put all that shit into work and emulate off of what Wu-Tang did of 36 chambers of hip-hop, nigga. I think that should be done. But, yo, it was fun bullshitting with y'all, talking to y'all. Yo, comment, rate, subscribe, stop fucking around, man. Go check out the shit I told you to check out. You won't be disappointed. That shit is fire. That shit is fire. That shit is fire, nigga. Go check that shit out. And yo, leave a comment. Don't forget to leave a comment. Don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to fucking like whatever, man. And don't forget to tell me what you hate, too. I need the hate. The hate helps you grow. Alright? And show love too at the same time. You can love it or hate it, but let me know. Alright? So, like I always say, stay going straight forward, stay focused, and let the motherfucking haters hate. This is your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, on Fruck Outta Here Podcast, nigga.